It's like he wants to explain, like the Dor HaMidbar, when they had the Manhigim of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, it was more or less a Schus of Min HaShemayim. Everything was done L'mala Min HaTeva. Though in the way Klai Yisrael lived, Aboyim Shon in the Midbar, with the mud Min HaShemayim, with the bear, the water Min HaShemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu the Manig, that everything was done Api Shemayim and Aaron, these all things done Min HaShemayim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, first created the Klai Yisrael, like what Rashi brings down. He counted them once by the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and now he counted them again, B'Shas, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, like giving it back. And that was one Anhaga of Klai Yisrael. But now it's starting a new Anhaga. Now it's starting a new way that Klai Yisrael has to do things on their own. They have to, like, deserve it. That was the pshat that Pinchas now became the Kohen Gadol because of the Maisa that he deserved. He wasn't born to be a Kohen, but because of his actions, this kanois that he did, because of his maisim, his actions, he received this maton of becoming a Kohen Gadol. The same thing now, Klai Yisrael is going to fight back the Minyonim. The Pasuk says, Tzorah, they have to build up in themselves the hatred, that they have to see the ra, the bad, that they did to Klai Yisrael, and have to really want to hate them. And because of the hatred that they have against them, b'schuzeh, they'll be zeichet to have mechama and win the mechama. In other words, not like the mechamas we had before, that Hashem helped them totally, but now we have to have some schuz, us ourselves, Klai Yisrael themselves, have to do things to be zeichet to win. That's the Indian now, when we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, we have to live now a life that we ourselves have to do things. We have to be zeicha b'terech our own maisim. And that was his Indian now, Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, and now Klai Yisrael had to be zeicha b'terech their own maisim. So that's what have to have a new counting, like now it's going to be like a new era, a new avodas Hashem, that we have to be zeicha from our own actions. Then after Shlishi, the pasuk goes on, v'yedaber Hashem ha'Moshe leimor, lo eile teichole koritz. To these people, we should divide up the land Eretz Yisrael, b'nachalo, that they should inherit it, b'mispar shemus, according to the number of the names. So right here, the pasuk is mashma le'ela, to these people that we just counted right now, these are the people that will get a chelek, will get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, l'rav tar b'nachalosoi, according to the number of people, they get the inheritance. Ulamat tamid nachlosoy, if they have less amount, they have less. Ish lefi pekudav yuta nachlosoy. Each person, according to the number, receives. So here it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learns that l'rav tarba nachlosoy goes on all the different shvatim. In other words, the 12 shvatim, each one got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but each chelik, each portion, was different than the other shevet. Depending upon how many people were in the shevet, that's how big their portion was in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban learns know that every shevet got equal portions, but it just means each portion, the Mashal Ruvain, each mishpacha Ruvain got the portion according to how many people were in their mishpacha. That's what it means. If a person had a bigger mishpacha, he got a bigger portion of land. But as far as all the shvatim, the Yud Bei Shvatim go, each one got an equal amount in Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Ach begoro yechol lekisaretz," that the division takes place with the gerol lishmois matas avosim imcholu, and api hagerol techolak nachlosa ben rav lamat. It should go according to what the gerol says. And the way Rashi says that the gerol, the lottery here, like they put inside 12 pieces of paper that had the names of the 12 shvatim on it, and it had then 12 different psakim that had the different divisions of Eretz Yisrael. And what happened was, it was Api Ruach HaKodesh, like the Gemara Bar Basra says, that Elazar HaKoyen Hoye Melubash B'Urim V'Tumim, he was wearing the Urim V'Tumim, the Yom of Ruach HaKodesh, Im Shevet Ploini Oilet Chum Ploini Oili Moi, V'Ashvotim Hoye Ksuvim Mishtei Mos HaPsokim, V'Yud Beis Gvulin V'Yud Beis Psokim, there are 12 different pieces, each one had the names of Shvotim, and then another 12, they had the different boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Ovalalom, the kalfi, they mixed it up in the pot. The hanosi machnis yod l'soichai, and each nosi came and put his hand into the lottery. The noitel shnayim sokim, and he picked up like 2 pieces. Oyle biyodoi, one was the name of his shevet, and one was the land what he deserved. And this was all considered a piyagurul, even though really it was a piyashem. And also it's brought down that the nes happened here, that the gurul itself like spoke out. That's what it says. Al pi hagerul shagerul atzmoi hoyu medaber v'yoymer chelko shaploni b'makom ploni. The girl spoke out that the Ruach HaKodesh and told them, this portion belongs to this Shevet. And the Pasuk says that, Ach begirul yechole kisoritz, that they should divide the land by the lot, Lishmois matos avoisim yincholu, by the names, the tribes of their fathers, they shall inherit. So Rashi brings down, what does the Pasuk say here, matos avoisim? So Rashi says, here it means, Elu yoytse Mitzrayim. It means the people that went out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi learns here, there's like one man diyam in the Gemara, that Shina HaKos of Nachlazu Mikola Nachla Shabbatera. This inheritance here, that Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they inherit in Eretz Yisrael, is different than all other Yerushas. Shakol HaNecholos HaChayim Yashim HaSemesim. Every other place is, when a father dies, the son Yashim takes over his father. V'kan, but over here, Mesim Yashim HaSachayim. Here was the opposite. The people, the Yetzim Mitzrayim that died already, they got a Yerusha from their sons that were alive that went into Eretz Yisrael. Ketzad, how does it come out? Shnei Yachim Miyotzei Mitzrayim. Let's say you had two brothers that went out of Mitzrayim. Shehoyu Lehem Bonim B'voy Yoretz. That they had children, and now when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they had a lot of children. L'zeh Echad L'zeh Shlosha. These two brothers, one had one son, and one had three sons. The Halacha is now Echad Noto Chelek Echad. Like the Pasuk before says, La'ela techala koritz. That means to these people now that were counted right now before they went into Eretz Yisrael, these are the people that get a chela, get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So right now, like the two fathers, together they had four sons. One brother had one son, one brother had three sons. So these four sons now, they take like four chalakim, four portions in Eretz Yisrael. That's Pshan the Pasuk, La'ela techala koritz. The people that are going in now, that are 20 years and older, right now get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. But after that, Chozro Nachloson Eitz Levi Avin. Now this portion that the sons received, go back to their fathers, even though the fathers were mace, are dead already. V'cholku HaKol B'Shova. And now it's as if their father now, Yashin, like these four portions. And you have to divide these four portions equally. Like one brother gets two, and the other brother gets two. So that's why here the Pasuk says, Matas Oivoysom, that the Chalukah went according to their fathers. Even though before it says, La'ele, means to these people right now. There's no stira. The people that took the actual Chalukah, the portions, were the people going into Eretz Yisrael right now. But after they received it, it like went back to their fathers, to the Yetzei Mitzrayim, they were the ones that got the Chalukah, and then they divided it down to their sons equally. And the pshat is that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that tocha that the people of Yetzim Mitzrayim will be zoichet to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, even though it came out later that they died out, that door died out in the Midbar. They were not zoichet to come into Eretz Yisrael, only their children went into Eretz Yisrael. So that's how the key of that tocha is, that the children, they get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, but then they like give it back to their fathers, and their fathers then give it back to Eretz Yerusha. And this is the pshat why later in the next parsha it says that Vatik Ravnom Benoist Tzlovchod Ben Chefer Ben Gilad Ben Mocher Ben Menashe Lemishbechois Menashe Ben Yosef V'Yelish Shemois Benoist. These are the names of his daughters: Machlo, Noyo, V'Choglo, Milka, V'Sirza. That the five daughters of Benoist of Tzlovchod came to complain, and they said V'Talmoid Lofnei Moish Lofnei Elazar Akoyim Lofnei Anisim V'Cholei De Pesach Oymoid Lemer. That Avinu meis by Midbar. Our father died in the Midbar. For who loy hoya basech ha'edah hanoyadim al Hashem biyadas Kerech. He was not part of the people that was with Kerech. That maybe then they don't deserve to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Ki bechete meis. He died because of his own sin that he did. But uvonim lohoyu loy. Right now he has no children left over. But since he has no children, so l'chur the chalukah is that all the children, the zecharim, the males, that go into Eretz Yisrael, they get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Now, by our father, he died and he has no sons left over, so we're not going to get any portion in Eretz Yisrael. They start to complain to say, Loma Yigora Shem Avinu Mitoich Mishpachtoim. Why should our father's name, like, lose out? Ki ein loy ben, because he doesn't have any son. Tino lonu achuza b'serachay Avinu. And this is good, the way we were saying before, that even though really the Pasuk starts off before to say that La'ela Techolak Horitz, that the people that were counted right now at the time when they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael, whoever was 20 years of age, he has a right to receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and only the Schorim, not the Nekevis. So really, what was the time of why the B'nai Slavcha come to complain now, like their fathers weren't alive right now? And there was no Schorim, there were only Bonus. And Bonus don't have a right to have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. So why did they come to complain? But the Teretz is like we were saying, really this Yechalukah, this Yerusha was different. That really Hashem wanted to give it to the Yetzei Mitzrayim. The Yidden that went out of Mitzrayim, they were 20 years old at that time, they deserved to have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Just Lemaisa, they were killed out in the Midbar. So Hashem made it that the children's Yarshan it, and then they give it back to their fathers, and the father gives it back again to the children. So they were here, B'nai Slavchot felt that our father was alive, B'shas Yetzei Mitzrayim. He only died in the Midbar. Therefore, he also deserves to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So even though now there are no sons, like Mamonashach, why don't we? Why doesn't the daughter take over the Yerusha of the father? If there are no sons, then the daughter should take over. And that was the answer. That's what Hashem answered back and said, yes. That the Pasuk after Revi says that, V'yemra Hashem Amoshe Leimorim, Kain B'noi Slavcha Deiros. They're saying the truth. Nosan Titin Lehem Achuzas Nachla. Give them a portion in Eretz Yisrael. B'soich Achei Avihim. In the middle of their father's brothers. V'havarto as Nachla Savim Lehem. And give over the inheritance of the father to them. And therefore this is the Alocha, the Deiros, V'yobnei Yisot, Adab Leimor, that Ish, Kiyomoth, the person dies, Uvein Einloin, he doesn't have any sons, who gets the Yerusha? The locher is v'harvartem as nachalosa levitoin. Then the inheritance goes over to the daughter. V'yemein leibas, if he didn't leave over a daughter, v'nesatem as nachalosa le'echov. Then his brothers get the Yerusha. V'yemein leyachim, if he doesn't have any brothers, v'nesatem as nachalosa le'achei oviv. Then his father's brothers get it. And v'yemein achim, if there's no brothers, loviv to the father, v'nesatem as nachalosa le'sheiroi hakorav elov. To the closest of mishpacha, family gets it. In mishpachtoi, v'yarashayisu v'hoyslov ne'yisrael u'chukas mishpat kashetzivu Hashem es Moshe. These are the lochis of Yerusha. Then the psukim go on to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says, v'yemir Hashem ha'Moshe, alei el har ho'avorim, go up to the mountain, har ho'avorim, hazeh ureyes oretz Hashem esat lev ne'yisrael. And you could look and see Eretz Yisrael that I'm going to give. And you'll be able to see it. And you'll also be gathered together. In other words, you'll be meis. The same type of a misa that your brother Aaron received. And the pasuk says, why? That because of the chet of the main riva that Moshe hit the stone. Instead of talking to the stone, he didn't make enough of a Kiddush Hashem. Because of this chet, Moshe was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, what's the smichas here? After talking about B'nai Slavchod, now that Moshe Rabbeinu was told like that he's going to be maced and not go into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, the chivin shoma kodesh baruch unos and titl him. Omar oisi tziva hamokam lanchil. That since the tziva was thus that there'll be a nachla, we're talking about the nachla, taking the portions in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe thought maybe he'll also be zeicha. His gzeira was hutra. He'll be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told him back, no, gzeirosei b'mkoy my medis. You should know my gzeira still remains, that you'll not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And really the pshat from this is, that the Mishnah will talk about it later in Parshas Veschanan, that says Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to go into Eretz Yisrael 513 times, and the Pasuk says that Al Toisev, don't daven anymore, because if Moshe would have davened one more time, he would have been zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. So as if like a Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe, don't be mispalel anymore, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the pshat is really like we spoke out before, that the anhogis of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was like lemalo min hashemayim, everything was done min hashemayim. There was a matona Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael min hashemayim all the schusim, the schus Moshe Rabbeinu. But now when Klal Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael, there's a different type of an anhoga. Now we have to be zeicha from our own actions, for our own maisim. For this, we don't need a manik like Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. Now we need a maisa, anhoga, like Yeshua. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu now, the gzeru was still a kayim, that he was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then right away the pasuk says that Vayedaber Moshe LaHashem Leimor Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Haruchos L'chol Bosor Ish Al Hayda. That the first thing now Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem was he should try and work to appoint somebody to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. And like Rashi says here, it's L'hoidia Shivchon Shel Tzadikim. We see here the shvach, the greatness of the tzadikim of Moshe Rabbeinu here, kishenivtorim min olam. That even though Hashem just told Moshe, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be meisun chutz loretz, you're going to be meisun. Still, menich and tzorchon, he didn't ask right now to daven to Hashem, please give me things, take care of me. V'oiskim b'tzorcho tzibur. The first thing he thought about was, who's going to take over Klal Yisrael? Who's going to be in charge of tzorcho tzibur, taking care of Klal Yisrael? That's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu spoke and cared about. Like the next pasuk says, "Vasha yetsi lifnehem, vasha yovei lifnehem, vasha yetsiem, vasha yiviem, v'loisia adas Hashem katzon asherein lehem roya." That there has to be a leader for Klal Yisrael, a manig, a god lador that takes care of Klal Yisrael, and we should not be like a flock of sheep with no shepherd. And Hashem answered back, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe kach lachas Yehoshua binun ish asher ruach boy v'somachto es yod cholov." You take Yeshua ben Nun and make Smicha put your hands on top of him. And command in front of everybody that v'nosato mehoid cholov. You should give from your shining unto them. Laman yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. That everybody should listen to Yeshua. And Rashi says, what's v'nosato mehoid cholov? You should give from him, from your glory. That means zekirin or ponov. That's the special current or the special shining that came from Moshe Rabbeinu's face, which really Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha as the Kabbalah Satorah with the special crowns that Klal Yisrael received. The Shastei said Nasa v'Nishma. Every single Jew received two crowns, and it's brought down later by the Chet Tegel. They lost the crowns, and all the crowns went to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was this current or ponov that came out of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now Moshe Rabbeinu gave this over to Yeshua. And like Rashi says, Leman Yishmu Chadas B'nai Yisrael, Shiyonoyagin by Kovoid V'yira. There's an Indian to give respect and to have fear, Kedero Shinoyagin Boch, the same way Klal Yisrael did from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, there's an Indian that Klal Yisrael always have to have Manhigim, they always have to be Gedolim, to look up to give them respect, to have Yira. That's the way Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to go. And we once spoke out a Medrash that says like this, that the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is daimed to an oif, to a bird, like just like a bird can't do anything without its wings, the same thing Klal Yisrael can't do anything without its gedolim. Because of the gedolim of Klal Yisrael, the manhigim, Klal Yisrael goes and lives and moves around. So then the pasuk says that Vayas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem Moisai, Moshe did like Hashem told him. Vayikach es Yehoshua, he took Yehoshua v'yamidei lefnei Elazar v'akoyin lefnei kol edom. But the part Rashi brings down from the Sifri, that what's this lotion of Vayikach? What does it mean he took him? So Rashi says, Lekochoi bedvorim. He took him with words. In other words, Moshe had to talk in Yeshua to accept the position. He showed him the tremendous reward that the partners, the leaders of Klal Yisrael will receive in Olam Haba. So because of this, Yeshua accepted the position. So the question is, we always know the Klal is, you're supposed to be Eved Hashem Amanas Shalei Lekabel Schar. You're supposed to be like an Eved to Hashem, not because you want to receive reward, but because you want to do the mitzvahs. Like the Mishnah Novi says, Al Tiyu Ke'avodim HaMisham Shemes Rav Amanas Lekabel Pras. And in other words, you're only supposed to do the mitzvahs totally because that's the Rotshon Hashem. That's what Hashem wants us to do. We want to do what Hashem wants us. And not for the purpose, like to say, we want to receive reward also. So how come over here, Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Yeshua that you should know you're going to get tremendous amount of reward of payment back in Olam Haba, and that's the reason why you should accept the position. Lechur, that's not the way we do mitzvahs. And the Or Yoel wants to explain it, that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Yeshua and explained to him the reward, it wasn't that he was telling Yeshua just about the reward, the schar you receive in Olam Haba. Of course, that's not the reason why Yeshua did this. But instead, like he wanted to show Yeshua how choshev and how dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, that there should be a manik in Klal Yisrael. How much Hashem loves what a manik does to Klal Yisrael, the way somebody leads Klal Yisrael, the way the Gedolei Hador take care of Klal Yisrael. So he wanted to show it how much there's Rotzen Hashem in this. The fact that Hashem later on gives so much reward in Olam Haba, that proves it to show to you how much Hashem really wants and enjoys the avodah that a manik Yisrael does. Therefore, when Yeshua heard this, that Hashem likes it so much, there's such a big Rotzen Hashem in the fact that there's a manik by Yisrael and they take care of Klal Yisrael. So because of this, Yeshua accepted this position to become the manik of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Hashem should appoint somebody over Klal Yisrael, really Rashi brings it down, and Huadin and Tanan de it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem answered back that Kach Locha Yeshua Benun Ish Asher Ruach Boy, that means Kach Locha Ish Gvuroson V'Yanvanoson Kemoicha, that we should appoint somebody that has tremendous amount of Gvura of strength, and is an Anvanoson, is a humble person, has the mid of Anova. You need these two things to be a manik over Klal Yisrael. You have to have gevura, tremendous amount of strength, but you also have to be a tremendous amount of an onov to be humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one that is manik Klal Yisrael, and we're only a shliach from Hashem. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah said like that, for yish Moshe onov miyot, that Moshe Rabbeinu had this mid of anova, and because that he was able to be the tremendous manik over Klal Yisrael. So it comes out really to be a manik of Klal Yisrael, you really have to have a tremendous amount of chizuk. That's why it's very good, the psukim, the beginning of Yeshua, Kisaydis says over and over again, the singing of Chazak v'yemotz, Kiyata tanchil esor mazir v'yesorot shemad v'zalim, Rak Chazak v'yemotz m'yoid. Kisaydis, the posuk says over, Chazak v'yemotz, be strong and have a lot of strength. Al teretz v'al techos. Like the pshat is, because to be a true manik in Klal Yisrael, you have to have these two midas that are really sized to one or the other. You have to have tremendous amount of strength to have gvura, to be powerful, but you also have to have the mida banovo shvar ruach, to be a humble person. And it came out, this was Moshe Rabbeinu's midas, and who adin, this was the midas of Yeshua that also took over after Moshe Rabbeinu. Then after Chamishi, the psukim go on to talk about the pashas of karbonos, the different karbonos that we bring every single day, the korban hatomid that's brought every single day, the special musafim that are brought on the different special days. Shabbos has a special musaf, Rosh Chodesh has its special musaf, the different Yom Tovim have its special musaf. Now we talk about the Pashas of Karbonos. And some want to say, why does the Torah now talk about the Pashas of Karbonos? Right before they were talking about the Misas of Moshe Rabbeinu, like to come to teach us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, like we spoke out before, Klal Yisrael lived Machmas Teschus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Mechaper on Klal Yisrael like Min HaShemayim. They did not have to bring their own Karbonos. Vashenke, now when we're talking about the Estalkos of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mace, is going to be Nifta from the world, now Klal Yisrael has to start bringing their own Karbonos, to bring their own Reach Nichoichi, to bring their own sweet fragrance, to bring their own Nachas Ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Al-Sheikh once explained, why is this Pasuk say like Lashon of Tzav as Bnei Yisrael, to command the Bnei Yisrael, V'yomar Toleim, and tell them, as Korboni, Lachmi, Lishai, Reach, Nichoich, Tishmu, Lahakul, Libim, Yadoi. So why does it start off to say, Tzav as Bnei Yisrael, command the Bnei Yisrael, and then V'yomar Toleim, like it's the same thing repeated over. Tzav and V'yomar Toleim is the same thing. So he wants to explain, like really, Tzav as Bnei Yisrael is like a Hakadoma, and the beginning, to know that we bring the Korbonis. We're not bringing this really for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. It's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. He doesn't need our Karbonos. He doesn't need this food. He doesn't need the burning. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. It's rather Tzav as Bnei Yisrael. We have to know Karbonos is for our own sake. If we did Chatoyim, we did things bad, we want to have a Kapora now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way out how we could receive Kapora. So the union of Karbonos is for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Akdomot Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. Tell Bnei Yisrael, the union of bringing Karbonos is something for our sake. And then, V'yomar Toleim, go and teach them, tell them the Loch is exactly which Karbon we have to bring and how we bring the Karbonos. Now, Keseda, throughout the Pashi of Karbonos, it keeps us saying over again, Lisha Reach Nichoichi, L'Reach Nichoyach. Then Posachesed says, V'yisakevus Hashemit HaSeven Arboim, Kimincha Sabaykuch Uchiniskoi, Tase ishe reach nichoyach l'Hashem. Rashi says that what is reach nichoyach, a nice smelling? Rashi says ruach, that is nachas ruach lefonai shomarti v'nasa ritzoni. That we give a Kodesh Baruch Hu nachas ruach, we give Hashem pleasure from the fact that Hashem told us to do things and we do it. That's called we're giving back pleasure to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Be'er Moshe brings down that the Zohar says in Bereishis on the Posek by Noach, when Noach brought his first korban, it says, Vayorach Hashem esreach anichoyach. So the Zohar says, Gimol reichois olu lefonov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled like three different things made Hashem, gave Hashem pleasure. Reach olosoi, the fact that he brought the korban olo, v'reach tfilosoi, the reach, the smell of Noach's davening, his tfilo, v'reach maisov, and the smell of the maisim, the actions that he did. And there was no other smell in the world that Hashem smelled like that, that smelled so good. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a commandment that Reach Nichoichi Tishmeru Lahakriv Li B'Moyadoi. Kloimar, Reach Shehikriv Noach Lefonai Tishmeru Lahakriv Li Reach Oilo Utfilo V'Kishrin Maisim. That the same way Noach did this, who had in Klal Yisrael when they bring the Kabonis, these three in Yonim are in the Kabonis. That is the Reach Nichoich from the actual Korban that we're doing, who had in the Tefillah that's involved, and who had in the Kishrin Maisa, the fact we're doing good actions, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. So what we learn out from here is that the Indian of Reach Nichoich is not only by bringing the actual Korban. We don't only give like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach. But who had in by our Tefillah when we daven to Hashem, and who had in by doing the Maisim Toivim, doing mitzvahs, this also gives Reach Nichoyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's good that Bizman Churban Habayis, what's in the place of Karbonis, that's Tefillah. And the Indian of Tefillah also, davening to Hashem, also gives a Reach Nichoyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then after the parshas of the Korban HaTomeh that's brought every single day, then it goes on to talk about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and all the Yom Tovim. It says, of a Yom HaShabbos, Ishnei chvosim b'nei shona temimim, u'shnei esroinim selos min chablulu b'ashemen v'niskoi, oila Shabbos b'shabbato, aloila satome v'nisko. That on Shabbos for the Korban Musaf, all we bring is the smallest, is just shnei chvosim, we just bring two lambs, and then shnei esroinim, that's all, nothing more. Even though by every other Musaf we had more chvosim, we had sirizim, for achatis, and Shabbos we don't have this. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains that by Shabbos, that everything is doubled about Shabbos. The Yazorus HaKfula, it says Zocha V'Shomor. The Yoynish is Kfula, the Pasuk says Michaleho Mois Yumos. Lachma Kfula, the Din of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. The Karbon is Kfula. So therefore everything has to do with only two. Therefore on Shabbos we only bring two and not more. Well, Mepharshim explained, the Inyan of Achatis, the Korban, the Mais Averam, is like to keep away the Sitra Achro. And on Shabbos, the Koyach of Gdusha Shabbos alone keeps away the Sitra Achro, therefore we don't have to bring a Chatis on Shabbos. Also, the Inyan of the Chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tovim is always that Shabbos is always a Matana from Hashem. It's Kviya V'Kaim, or Shabbos is something that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the Gdusha on Shabbos. Mashenken, the Yom Tov is always something that we ourselves did to be Zeicher for the Yom Tov. It's the Maisim of the actions of Klal Yisrael that they were Zeicher for the Yom Tov. We are Mekadish the Yom Tov. So therefore on Shabbos that the Kedusha comes, may Hashem, comes by itself, we have to do just the smallest amount that we have to do when the rest comes min HaShemayim. Therefore we only bring two kvasim for Musaf. Whereas all the rest of the Yom Tovim, we have to do the actions to bring the Kedusha, we have to be Mekadesh to Yom Tov, that's why all other Yom Tovim, we bring much more Kabonis. And like we said before, that Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, that the Inyan of the Kabonis is for our sake. It's not so much that Hashem gets from the Kabonis. True, we give Hashem Nachas Ruach that we're doing His mitzvahs, but it's for our sake that we bring the Kabonis. Therefore, on Shabbos, which is the Makor HaBrocha, that Kodesh Baruch Himself opens up His Oitzer HaBrocha and gives it out to Klal Yisrael, that's the Kedushas HaShabbos, so it's enough that we do the smallest amount of our own Avodah. It's more that Hashem is giving us. Whereas Yom Tovim, we ourselves have to do to be Zeicher for the Kedushas of the Yom Tov. First, we also say it's good why right now Pinchas usually comes out like right before Shavuos HaBetamos, and that's why we lay now the Inyan of the Kabonis, because now Shavuos HaBetamos, the 3 weeks, and then you just start to remember about the Churban HaBayis, we're supposed to think about the Kabonis that were brought this month we had the Beis HaMikdash. And also the Das Kenan Balatosus explains, like, how come on Shabbos we don't lay in the Parshas of Musaf? Why don't we learn this Pashas of Yom HaShabbos? Like every Yom Tov we know for Musaf, for the Maftir, we learn the Pashas of the Kabbonis of that Yom Tov. Sakam not by Shabbos. So he wants to explain, first of all, the Kriya is part of the Kaporo, and on Shabbos we don't need the Kaporo. Or else, like we said, Yom Tovim is called Mikroi Kodesh, we have to be Mekanesh, we have to have a Kriya. On Shabbos is Kodesh by itself, we don't have to have the Kriya of the Kabbonis of Shabbos. Alright, we'll stop here.